Paddy, that was dramatic. You maybe had it won a couple of times and didn't get through, but at the end of it, you got over the line and you're safe in the senior championship for another year.
That was the aim. You know, after last week, we felt, you know, we had a big lead and we didn't do ourselves justice. So it was just about wanting to be a point today. That was the chat, like, all week. Just get focused and get stuck on day, whatever it took. Like, and you seen yourself, the conditions. We were probably slightly ahead and for maybe three or four dodgy decisions. It took, you know, the game went to extra time. Listen, boy, you know, it was, could have went anyway, and we dug in. We just got the wee breaks there at the end just to get ahead.
You're 8 points up at the end of the first half. Did you think that was enough?
Not really, no, to be honest. The elements down here, it was a gale force. Like, it was a freaking hurricane. You couldn't even run the ball, soloing under the breeze. So, to be honest, if you had been 15 up, you wouldn't have known how the other team would react in the second half playing with it. So, listen, we were happy to get over the line.
Yeah, you made a bit of a slow start in the second half, but then you got it together. You were 4 points going up into injury time, and then Mofford came back and got a goal in the points into extra time.
It was a sucker punch, you know what I mean? It was game management then, and, you know, we had done so well up to that last, you know, minute when they came in with that and they got the goal, fair play to them. They kept coming back, and we'd have done the same, you know, when we were behind there. So, listen, Mofford's, you know what I mean, they're rivals, and you never want to lose to your, you know, neighbouring club. But, you know, we're glad just to get over the line and wish them well next week and their game, ever it may be. You know, they're more than good enough to stay in the senior championship, and they're, you know, Division 1 team, so you know what I mean. We're quite a respect for them.
There were a couple of big moments in that extra time. James Doherty taking a ball off the line right at the start, and then Darren McDade's charge up the field and laid it across to Christy Conan. Two big moments.
Big moments, aye. And, you know, there at the end when we got that goal, probably the clincher was our two cornerback, Joe O'Donnell and Paul McDade, that made the yards, and they just tapped it across for that easy goal. You know, and it, you know what I mean? That was the tan hat on it then, you know what I mean? It's so hard to get scores up the pitch there, you know. And in fairness, we got that goal, and that was a massive lift to get that goal. You know, if we hadn't got that goal, I don't know if we'd have got enough points to get over the line.